The Rule of Two Job. Written by Soft Butt Gremlin and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars Leverage crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Fox and Thorne, as well as the characters of Alec Hardison and Nathan Ford. Abbreviated summary. The Leverage Gang steal a Galactic Republic. Commander Thorne walked into the office, located deep in the heart of Coruscant's business district, trying not to talk himself out of being here. These people were Natborns. They'd never care about this. But it was Fox. He had to do this for Fox. He couldn't use the proper channels. Not for this. Not with who he had a complaint about. He tried going to the Jedi, but they were having just as much trouble finding evidence as he was, and they were in just as delicate of a position, politically. But he'd heard whispers about these people, the ones who brought justice when there was no one else who could. It had been strange trying to find them. At first, no amount of research could turn anything up. Nothing on the holonet, nothing through word of mouth, nothing his spies could turn up. And then, one day, it was everywhere. Ads in every search, people whispering about it on the street, two separate spies reporting about someone who had told them everything they wanted to know. It was unnerving. But now, Thorne was here. "Please, Commander, take a seat." The human who greeted him bore a striking resemblance to the portrait on the wall, just a few decades younger. He was a slimy-looking fellow, the type that seemed more at ease selling used speeders than anything else. There was a distinctly assholish air about him, and Thorne was immediately reminded of every Navy officer that had ever given the guard a disdainful look. Next to him was a young Kafar, Thorne thought. He looked shiny, probably barely out of Natborn cadethood, with an easy smile and a data pad in his hands. His tattoos shimmered silver in the light, and he had some sort of orange drink next to him on the desk.
"You know who I am?"
Thorne asked. "The Coruscant Guard paints their uniform exactly the same way, except for commanders," the speeder salesman said. "Commander Fox is a slightly different pattern than you do, and you see him often in the Chancellor's press releases. My guess is that you're Commander Thorne."
"Yes, that's me,"
Thorne said, uncomfortably. "Pleasure to meet you," he said. "My name is Nate Ford, third generation of Leverage Counseling. This is Hardison. We're here to help."
Honestly, I don't know what you can do,"
Thorne said.
"I've tried asking the Jedi, and I already know that I can't report it through the chain of command."
"We operate through different channels than what you're used to," Ford said. And while it seemed like a Natborn barb to him, it was so mild that he simply let it pass. "Why don't you tell us what's going on, and we'll see what we can do." Thorne hesitated. If he spoke these words out loud, he'd be accusing the Commander-in-Chief. He'd be insinuating that the most powerful sentient in the galaxy was abusing his power. He could very well be jeopardizing the war effort. But if he didn't say something, he was worried that Fox would be hurt even worse than he was now. That he might die. That others would be hurt or killed after him. And that no one would care because it was just the Corys, just some clones. And the story came tumbling out. All of Thorne's suspicions. All of the circumstantial evidence that he had. How gaunt and haunted Fox looked as of late. How much he'd withdrawn from the rest of them. Hidden himself away. Isolated until nearly the only people he ever spoke to was Thorne and the Chancellor himself. And once he was done, after he immediately regretted saying anything at all, as he mentally started preparing for when this all got reported to Palpatine and he got sent back to Kamino for reprogramming or decommissioning, Ford shifted in his seat, leaning forward, clasping his hands on the desk. "The Coruscant Guard is in an extremely vulnerable position, directly under the Chancellor, with no Jedi assigned to them to run interference. He said, "If anything were to happen to any of you, it would have to be reported to him. If he was the one causing problems, there'd be no one higher than him, and we all know how much power he's gained over the course of the war. Palpatine's practically untouchable by any kind of law enforcement, Jedi or otherwise."
"So I was right,"
Thorne said hopelessly.
"There's nothing you can do."
"Not quite," Ford said. "The rich and powerful take what they want because they think they're untouchable. Nothing can unseat them when they're above the law." He smiled, a sharp, vicious thing, one that made him seem more like a deep-sea predator from the seas of Kamino than a pudgy, middle-aged human from the mid-levels of Coruscant. "But us," he said, "we provide leverage." The end.